Here we are at 8:30, and as promised, I have two special guests calling in this morning. Dan and Kaylee Cahill Matthews are with me from the Baptism River Barbecue. So thank you, both of you, for being with us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is really fun because I forget where I first heard about the Baptism River Barbecue, but I feel like you guys have made quite a splash up there. And do you want to just share a little bit about, you know, we hear a lot about local food, and I think most people think of, you know, blueberries, wild rice, garden produce, but your local story is really about getting local meats, which is something that I've also had an interest in over the years. So tell us how you got started and what brought about the Baptism River Barbecue.
Yeah, so it really got started when I had a bit of free time on my hands at the beginning of the COVID pandemic in 2020. I'd always been interested in barbecue. I had been cooking professionally for a few years before that, and just started researching a lot about barbecue and started to recognize how the North Shore is just ripe for a barbecue culture and tradition, even though it's not one that's really well known. Or at least has a lot of written history. But we have incredible logging with great maple trees and other hardwoods that we can use to smoke foods with.
Yeah.
You've got great produce and then the animals as well. The North Shore at one point was a really big agricultural hub. And there were farms up here with, you know, hundreds of heads of pigs and cattle and lots of dairy farming up here as well that just kind of, as rules and laws changed, slowly disappeared. But we're fortunate that there's a handful of farmers trying to bring it back. In at least the Arrowhead, there are farmers doing it on the North Shore. And we used to be able to source some of their meat, but we aren't able to do it in Lake County anymore because there's not a butcher shop that they can have their animals processed so that they can be commercially sold. But we are getting our pork from Weicker Acres just outside of Duluth. Our chickens from the Northeast Regional Correction Center, just north of Duluth. And then our beef is all pasture-raised coming from Finlayson, Minnesota, which is about an hour south of Duluth. So staying in northern Minnesota and getting the best products that we can find and supporting those farmers as well.
Yeah.
And then produce we get from farms around Finland, including Wolf Ridge Organic Farm, Round River Farm, Finnskogen, and then a few in Two Harbors as well. So we get as much as we can as locally as possible.
So, yeah, so you say you get produce. Is that for your barbecue sauce or, like, tell us about what you offer when you are open?
Yeah, so a lot of our produce is actually going into our sides. So we do coleslaw, potato salad. We do some barbecue beans. Today we're actually going to be featuring an heirloom tomato salad that we got a bunch of beautiful heirloom tomatoes from Wolf Ridge yesterday.
They're absolutely stunning.
Yeah, oh, we're really excited about that. We really just try to incorporate local produce as creatively as we can and as much as we can. So a lot of times we'll just kind of do one-off specials for a weekend, depending on what produce we get. Really trying to highlight that of the local producers around here.
Yeah, you are definitely champions for the local produce. And where and when are you available?
So we are open weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, typically. Fridays and Saturdays, noon to 8, Sundays, noon to 6. And our home base right now is the Green Door Municipal Bar and Liquor Store in Beaver Bay. We've got a pretty nice partnership where we set up just outside in their parking lot. We serve the food, and then people are able to bring their food inside and get drinks. They have a full bar, and they also have soda and water. And so it's been working out really nicely partnering with the city of Beaver Bay for that.
Yeah, it seems like you guys have figured out a way to just not do anything exactly by the book, but do it exactly how you want to do it and partner with locals. And it just sounds like a really, really just focused way of doing what you want to do. So and another piece of that, I believe, is taking some time off. So tell us what's coming up.
Right. That's why our season is ending in the third weekend of September. We are on a 4-year delayed honeymoon vacation to Europe. We're going to Finland and Ireland, and we're just going to decompress and relax and enjoy ourselves. We can't wait for it. And we're going to do a lot of research as well, eating Finnish food and drinking pints in Ireland. So there's going to be a little bit of work as well, but it'll be easy work.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you know, you hear so much about people starting small businesses, small farms, and doing it till they're so burnt out they have to leave, you know, or be done. And mm-hmm. it sounds like you guys are figuring out a way to make it sustain yourself and the community over a long period. So I hope you have a fabulous time. You are going to do
trying.
It probably won't be too hard.
It's really difficult. We've learned through trial and error, but that is kind of the core of our business, is the sustainability, not only with how we source, how we keep money in our economy to keep our local economy sustainable, but then also ourselves we've learned that this year, trying to set a few boundaries, because we still both work jobs during the week. We're just doing the barbecue on weekends.
Oh.
And as it's grown and we've really loved the support and we want to be able to make that leap to do food and barbecue full time, but we want to do it sustainable every step of the way, so we don't have that burnout, over promise ourselves and then end up not being able to serve people barbecue because we're too exhausted. We want to make sure we're doing it in a way that sustains our energy.
Absolutely. And you are doing a couple events this later in the season. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so when we get back from vacation, we have the Harvest Booyah Festival in Finland. I'll be staying up overnight cooking a stew with pork, beef, chicken, and a whole bunch of local produce. We have a lot of accordion musicians playing at that. There'll be a couple booths for local organizations setting up. That'll be at the Claire Nelson, again, Saturday, October 7th. I believe 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is our schedule for that.
Yep.
And then the weekend after that, October 14th, Saturday, October 14th, we have the Herring Fry and Oktoberfest at the Green Door in Beaver Bay. And we get herring from a local fishing family, and we do a beer batter on it and serve it with chips and coleslaw and tartar sauce, and then have an Oktoberfest party in the parking lot. And so that's kind of what we've done to close the season. We open our season in the spring with the smelt fry at the Green Door in Beaver Bay.
Hmm.
And then we close our season with the herring fry, so that we just stay seasonal about all of our business.
Well, that's great. Seasonal, but according to the North Shore seasons, clearly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wonderful. And now I just have to return a little bit before we end here. You mentioned the lack of processing for local meat. And I know that has really been the bottleneck for a lot of the local producers of livestock in this area. And I'm really sad to hear that it's become a showstopper here. I know that there are efforts to open up that bottleneck and create more opportunities for processing. Do you know if there's any light at the end of that tunnel, or how do you see that moving?
Yeah, there was a lot of work done in this past legislative session advocating for meat processing in the farm bill. And I think on our side of things, the big bottleneck is having a continuously inspected facility, which is what we need to have commercially processed animals. But for farmers in general, just access to processing so they can sell to the consumer at like farmers markets and direct sales from the farm. I know that's a challenge as well. In my work with the Finland food chain, that is on our docket to look for grants to try to find a solution specifically for our, you know, more hyper-local region of Lake County, so that people who are raising animals do have an option. And there are grants out there. There are projects that we can replicate that have worked in similar environments. And so it's just a matter of, after this summer season, when we're so busy with barbecue, having a little bit of energy to refocus in the winter on some of those grants and projects. I do think that it's going to happen here in the next 3 to 5 years in our county. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear you say that. And also, I mean, I just know that people are aware of this, and really good to hear that people like you are actively working on it. And I have one more question. You know, when I look at, there's a lot of historical pictures in the North Shore of the logging area. And I just always think of pictures of big pigs hanging from rafters that clearly was a big part of the logging operations menu. I'm guessing that's kind of what you're referring to when you said they used to have farms up here. And I'm wondering, like, what, I mean, I just think of it as so north woodsy. Do you know the nature of the old, like, were these just sort of hogs that were let to run wild in the woods Or were these sort of larger scale farms that are the type that, now create a lot of environmental problems down in southern Minnesota? Or like, what was this? And maybe you don't know this. I don't want to put you on the spot, you know, but I'm just very curious because I think of the North Shore as a pretty inhospitable place for for farms. And I'm just, but yet obviously it was happening because of I see it in those pictures.
Right. So a combination, as far as I'm aware, in the research I've done, a combination of logging and farming helped clear land where the bigger machines would come through and log some of the pine and some of the hardwoods. And then by having pigs that will root and kind of eat away, they could help clear the land of the brush.
Oh.
And then there was also at one point, I hear, the North Shore of Minnesota was the largest dairy exporter in the United States. It would use the same pathways as taconite and iron ore to distribute dairy until a law changed requiring dairy barns to have concrete. And that was really difficult for farms to get up here because of sourcing and labor to bring all their farms up to code.
Huh.
And so I think that agricultural history is kind of, how logging and farming work together in order to clear some of the land that now we have some neighborhoods and homes in. The other thing that's really neat about it in terms of our business is we say we like to do a style of barbecue that we don't like to copy or try to imitate other styles from around the country. We want to do a taste of the North Shore. We say we're doing true Northwoods barbecue, and that's using locally sourced maple syrup in all our sauces, using locally harvested maple wood from a lager, and then the produce and the animals as close as we can get them. And so I think we're hoping that that can be just like a flavor of this place.
Yeah.
And so it's unique to hear and kind of brings together some of these traditions that we're really inspired by. And we really thank the people who have paved the way before us.
Hmm. Very interesting. You guys are really, you have a vision and I can see you're advancing toward a kind of a unique style of barbecue that, I mean, who knows where this could go in the long run. So anyway, thank you both so much for being on the radio with us. Hope that you get lots of takers for your last few days of providing barbecue this fall, and all the best. Do you have anything to add before we sign off?
No, I don't think so. It was great being able to chat with you this morning, and we really appreciate you highlighting us.
Yeah.
I just like to say we try really hard at what we're doing, and we are just so thankful of the support that we've received. And our motto of what we do is we like to serve good food to good folks. And so we're just so lucky to be in this place on the North Shore with this wealth and abundance of resources we have to make a barbecue, to make food that people seem to really enjoy. And yeah, come on out. We like to meet new people and feed you.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll have you on again. You take
Excellent.
Care.
Thanks, Katya.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. That was Kaylee and Dan Cahill Matthews and the Baptism River Barbecue.